Let's talk. Talk.
John Brown. Gamogeny, A Framework for Relational Identity, is a groundbreaking new book that changes the way we understand love, intimacy, and connection. If you are pondering the great unponderables of life, questioning long-term partnerships, or simply curious about how human connection really works, well, the man who's going to explain it all to us is Jack Wilding, and Jack joins us live on the line now. Jack, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How's it going? Well, how's everybody today?
Not too bad. Whereabouts are you? Whereabouts are you on the planet this morning, Jack?
I am in the good old UK, and I am in Milton Keynes for my sins.
Ah, well, whatever sins they are, but there you go. So, come on, I mean, I couldn't pronounce this at the beginning, gamogeny. So, talk me through the concept of gamogeny and why you are so eminently qualified to speak about this subject.
So, yeah, okay, so gamogamy then is the relational orientation that sits underneath many of the decisions that we make in life. So, what do I mean by that? Well, basically, we all are taught a single script in life, pretty much from the get-go, that to love is to choose one, to be with one, and one is the only way to do it, right?
Right.
Except in modern times, there's now polyamory that kind of goes alongside that, right? So you can have relationships with multiple people. But the distinction between one and the other is a binary choice. So gamogamy is the idea that a lot of people in this world kind of get caught up and put into relationship structures whereby they're not necessarily reflecting their true selves. So what I mean by that is that somebody can enter into a monogamous relationship. They can fall in love with a single person, but then be drawn to somebody else. And this happens all of the time, right? This is just human nature. Cheating happens on a day-to-day basis, and we just kind of pathologize it, and we say that it's, you know, attachment issues or they're just a bad person.
Right.
The idea is that perhaps for that particular person, particularly for the people who do it over and over again, that there's an underlying reason for that, and that reason happens to be that they may be multigamous, which is one of the orientations, and that is that they have a natural inclination towards more than one partner at a time. And in a nutshell, that's it, basically. There are three different orientations, monogamous, ambigamous, and multigamous, and they reflect how you are actually wired to bond with partners.
How you actually wired? I mean, are you biologically wired? Is your society gonna? Is your community gonna wire you? You know, I'm thinking obviously there's cultural things here as well, where having several partners is expected. You know, has been encouraged, or because of, you know, historical or geographical, i.e., there weren't that many men around, etc. So how does that condition what your ogamy is, as it were?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, actually. So we are kind of conditioned, basically, for the one, aren't we? So monogamy is like the cultural default that we all kind of go to, because fairy tales, Disney, all of the rest of it tell us that that is the way that...
Adam and Eve, that small things like that, yeah.
Yeah, of course. And then there are people in the world who kind of realise that is not for them. They tend to be more kind of left-wing and liberal kind of people. People are more open to such things, and they end up in polyamorous relationships. And, you know, that works for those kind of people, right? Where it actually comes from, I think it will probably end up, this will require empirical kind of investigation and actual looking into it, because bear in mind, this is a brand new framework. So this is, you know, untested in the world of science. But ultimately, I think it will go kind of orthogonal to attachment theory, which is that you learn how to love, right? So you are shaped by your initial kind of relationships that you happen to have. If for your first crush, it's not just one person, it's two, and that you actually have this kind of draw between more than one person, then perhaps that has a kind of lasting effect on your life thereafter. Because attachment forms early, and that kind of depends how you actually bond with people. And then gamogamy will probably form a little bit later on than that, and that's to the number of people that you bond with. And it may relate back to the kind of peer bonding that you have at school, whether you have one single best friend or whether you have a group of friends that you kind of flip between. And so there will be this correlation, I believe, between the total number of people that you are wired to bond with that then transfers into your adult life in terms of the relationships that you build.
So, I mean, it's a bit, I mean, can you, could you, because it's not, you can't always blame your childhood and say, well, I was never happy and this happened to me when I was, when I fell off my chopper when I was, or my grifter when I was 12. But presumably you can evolve, your ogamy can evolve as you get up. So you could start off as monogamous, but then end up as, as to change completely.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's all kind of part of the book and the work there. Is that you might not necessarily be set in stone, right? So if you, one of the examples that I use within the book is that you fall in love with somebody, right? And they happen to be in an open relationship. And throughout your life, you've been in a monogamous structure for the vast majority of the previous relationships that you've had. But if you happen to fall in love with somebody who is a part of an open relationship and they have another partner, but you truly adore that person, then perhaps you can learn to become what I would call ambiguous in that situation, which is that you can be malleable in the way that you actually choose to bond. And instead of feeling jealousy and hurt and, all of the other things that you might have if you were to share a partner, you actually come to terms with that, internalize it, and then that can change the way that you actually bond with people.
So is this something that, have you spoken to people about this? Do you have examples in the book, case studies, as it were? Because you're talking about, and everybody always sort of rewires their brain when it comes to talking about, addiction or personal growth or anything. We never think about rewiring our brain when it comes to our intimate relationships with others, do we, Jack?
That's absolutely right. So I'm not a psychologist, by the way. I'm a systems engineer. I work with very large, very complex systems, right? So part of the reason that this kind of came about was from a conversation with artificial intelligence, stating that what's the opposite to monogamy? Okay, so when you really stop and you think about it, if monogamy is like the default that we all assume that it is, what's the opposite of that? And it kind of came back and it said polyamory. So I'm like, hang on a second, right?
Yeah.
Polyamory is more of a lifestyle choice. There are lots of people in the world that follow that kind of lifestyle, but you have to be part of that scene. You kind of have to be a part of, that clique to be able to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Whereas actually cheating and people who want to be in multiple relationships spans the political spectrum. You don't have to be left wing to be a part of that. You could actually just, kind of fall into any category of life and still have this natural draw to the more than one person. So through this kind of conversation with artificial intelligence and using the systems engineering kind of background that I had,
yeah,
I was like, right, okay, well, there's something that exists beneath what we kind of describe as just behavior. Because at the moment, if you cheat, you're pathologized. If you're polyamorous, then you're just kind of left-wing. There must be some other structure that exists beneath it. And through that conversation, through that investigation, there then became the distinction between orientation, which is what you're actually wired for,
yep,
the structure that you happen to live in at the moment, which is your relationship structure, polyamorous or, yep, or monogamous, but then also critically the behavior that happens within that space. So if you are multigamous, which is I define as somebody who is wired to relate to more than one person by compulsion, they just need to have that yeah, extra connection. But you happen to have gone into a monogamous relationship because society kind of expects that, and that's just the traditional what you do.
Yeah.
Then what can actually happen there is you get dissonance between what you're actually wired for and the structure that you're actually living in. And then from there, you have a rupture in terms of the behavior that actually comes from that. So that person either internalizes that need and they kind of go unfulfilled, or they follow it and they end up hurting the people that they love because they're following their natural orientation and they cheat, which I have termed in the book something called instinctive non-monogamy, right?
Right.
So the idea is to de-pathologize that, to say, right, that hurts people, that hurt is real. But there is actually an underlying reason why this person keeps on cheating whenever they go into monogamous relationships. So if you were to take that same person and explain to them and say, hey, look, you have an orientation underneath all of that that actually says that you need to be in a relationship with more than one person, they can then make an informed decision on how they form their relationships in the first place. And perhaps they go down the polyamorous route or ethical non-monogamy or any of the number of other kind of alternatives that are available these days. But really understanding your orientation first and then building from that will allow you to stop that cheating behavior in the first place.
But Jack, what you're talking about here is you finding yourself and understanding your rewiring as it comes to relationships or emotional rewiring, whatever. However, that's great and fine and dandy, and right, we're good with that. However, society and religion have got very set structures about this, Jack. So if you step outside there, then the next thing you know, you're being splashed across the Daily Mail as a love party if you're not careful.
Yeah, and this is the problem. The book touches on this as well. So this is what I call monogamy as default.
Yeah.
And this is the structure of the world that we kind of live in, right? So you have these institutions, this societal norm, these traditions that we have, which say one and only one, and if you go against that, then you are a pariah. Not matching the grain of the society, basically. And then you can become an outcast, right? Yeah. So the point of this work is ultimately to try and address that a little bit. And like I say, to depathologize those people who keep on falling into the wrong type of situation and keep on hurting other people. Because it's not to excuse that behavior, but to explain it. Because if you can explain the behavior, then you can try to prevent it. And that's the whole point, right? Knowing your orientation, knowing that you're not going to likely fit within a monogamous relationship, and then making the right choice around that prevents that harm from actually happening in the first place. So, yes, you'd be going against the grain. You would be saying, like religion and all the rest of it. But if you can actually have the language to have the conversation to say that you have different needs, then perhaps you can bypass a lot of that kind of pain and ache and suffering that might come along with it.
What are you hoping that people will take from the book, Jack? What are you hoping that people discover? That they might actually recognise something, I mean, without getting all American on you, something within themselves on their journey. I mean, what are you hoping that people will take from this?
Yeah, that is exactly it, to be honest with you. And what I hope is that somebody reads that and they see themselves in it, and they are able to avoid situations which cause themselves and others pain. So by having the right structure and the right orientation and the right mindset about it, they can go about their lives in such a way that they're not continuously cheating on people. They're not causing the same kind of pain and suffering that happens all throughout, kind of society. Because this is a real thing, right? That something between like 20 and 40% of marriages end because of adultery. So if you go to those people who are doing that and they have a track record of doing it, and they tend to do it no matter what relationship type they're in, then all of a sudden you could actually prevent that behavior from happening in the first place.
The book is called Gamogamy. It's a framework for relational identity. Listeners, you can go to our own virtual bookstore, click on it, and it'll be winging its way to you. Jack, if people want to find you online, where can people find you and say nice things to you?
They can go to Gamogamy on Reddit. That's a good place to go to kind of discuss the thing. They, again, like I say, if they want to purchase the book, then yourselves is a fantastic choice, but it is also available globally. So usual places like Amazon and so on. And you can also just email me directly at jack@gamogamy.com as well, and that will wing its way through to me if ever you want to have a discussion around it.
The book is called Gamogamy, A Framework for Relational Identity. Jack, it's been a real eye-opener to speak to you this morning.
It's been fun. Yeah, it's great.